I'm a fake detailer. I only clean wheels.
I'm the only one who filmed the scene for the commercial, but you can be a fake detailer too by heading over to fakedetailer.com and help us out. It goes all towards giveaways on our channels, whether it's the Keep It Real podcast or the Cleaner Cast. Buy your shirt today at fakedetailer.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. That's right. Slinging t-shirts. You know how it is. A little late today. Had a haircut.
That's right.
Ran a little long. Had to bring the family in.
You have to look fresh for an upcoming event that I hope everyone is aware of.
What is that event?
That clock is ticking down. It's ticking down. And that event is TRCMA at the Ray Company, the Ray Company Media Access Show. Super excited. I think you and I have been itching to go since we left last year.
So. You know it. I'm all pumped up for it. That's what our guest today, you know, is here for as well.
Yep.
As we're trying to get the bigger brands to come on board, give us a little preview of what's coming up on TRCMA week.
That's right.
We asked, try and get some sneak peeks, that kind of deal. And I think today we definitely have a sneak peek on for you.
They're going to be finishing this amazing show with the first slot in the
morning.
What
day they're on? Thursday.
So, yep, that's a thirsty Thursday. If you're thirsty for some tea and some knowledge, these guys are sure going to drop it. So
kicking it off with a shebang with Coach Kimmy. Got on for a full hour.
Yeah, I remember last year Justin was demoing some goof. That has become a absolute favorite product that works super well.
Yep.
Which we'll be sure to chat about here in a few minutes. But
yeah, for sure.
But
I'd like to say welcome everybody for coming in.
Yep.
That is everyone except who's not welcome doer.
Yep.
The Jimbo Crybabies. They can go on home, pack it up. And go on back over to whatever channel they want on.
That's right.
I'm crying in the comments this week.
I leave a group chat. I'm accused of ghosting group chats for a few minutes. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, the drama continues.
So no, it ain't drama. I just drop the truth. And then whatever happens. You know what it is?
Yep.
So I just show y'all what happens in my driveway, and then whatever happens. How's your week been, though? I heard you got some snow.
Oh, man. Last Friday, Saturday, it was quite warm, roughly 18 degrees Celsius. Beautiful, sunny, bluebird day. So that's around 60-ish degrees Fahrenheit. And then Mother Nature was like, hold on a minute. I have another storm for you. So we've currently been getting plummeted with snow. So we've had a little over 20 centimeters. So that's about 8 or so inches. But it was kind of weird. It started off light and fluffy, and then it got really wet and heavy. So it's a nightmare to shovel. I was out for an hour and a half last night, so I'm going to be absolutely ripped by the time I get to Boise. That's for darn sure.
Yep. But, yeah, you're going to be, you're on the TRCMA training program. Right. I like that's this. Right. You're going to be in tip top shape, ready to go.
Yep.
Like absolutely. Rick Smith, get you a wet kitty mitty. Soak up them tears.
Everybody. Oh my God. I was dying.
Soak them up.
Yeah, lots of new products dropping, not only from TRC, but lots of other brands at the event. So it's kind of become a staple event now for introducing new gear, which is super fun.
That's right. Tim chiming in, the truth hurts. That it does. Whatever happens, that's a pretty good t-shirt idea, Terry. Whatever happens, happens. I like that.
And our good friend in the GTA, 15 centimeters coming down in Toronto. So
that's, how much is that? Is that a lot?
That's about 6.5-7 inches, so.
Is that low on the scale, medium?
I mean, for Toronto, it's a fair bit. Toronto gets a lot of wet snow, but that's it's a shock either way. But at least their airport can handle it. Some airports shut down when there's a flurry of snow. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Well, that's pretty much all I got to start off this podcast. You know,
big shoveler. Look at that. That's me.
Had the hot Jimbo review.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it didn't die on the panel, so I didn't say it was a terrible product. It was hung around.
Did you have anything to do with him needing to change the name?
Nope, but it sounds like the Turtle X is a little mad. Yep. The Turtle Squad over there, you know, a little mad about it. So he's going to go ahead and change it to Toughest Shell. I don't know. I think his chemist may have fed him some, you know, too many rainbows and unicorns over there with this stuff.
Some Lucky Charm cereal.
Yeah, it may be, you know, specialized to pass his test,
right?
But when it comes to the real world, you know, like our friend Terry said, whatever happens happens, it is what it is. And that's what it does. That's all I got to say about it. You know, we'll see if he
you know, I don't know, come down on the price or go back to the drawing board.
That's right.
Either way, if you want to support Jimbo, it's not the worst product in the world. This isn't a full like Cerakote situation in my mind. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like theirs was a flop of all flops.
I'm surprised it said the name. You didn't just go $30 coating.
That was you're right.
Turning a new leaf.
Yeah, well, we've made it this far in the year, so we ain't heard a peep from them.
Yeah, we've made it this far in the year, yet it's only March.
Only March. That's right.
We're not even the quarter in. So
yeah, hopefully we're rolling into some good stuff with TRCMA on the horizon.
I am super excited. Get some good stuff on the coming. We may or may not know some behind the scenes of what's happening, and it's going to be one heck of a detailing season rolling into spring and then into summer. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep. But as usual, you know, Jimbo has an open invite. He won't come on here and talk about it, all that good stuff.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Maybe what happened. I don't know. I'm going to keep testing it, though. It is what it is. So,
fakest shell t-shirts. Look at that, Rick Smith.
Oh, man. That one would sting. He'd really be mad at that one. So, like I said, it's not like a complete flop, but it's a little overpriced. Like I said, comparing it in my video, so you can get ceramic gloss for $20.
Right.
And that stuff is good.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah, expensive.
Oh, geez.
What we got here?
Expensive. There we go. I'm clicking. You're clicking. Everybody's clicking. But,
but you know, if you like Jimbo, you like that channel a lot, you want to support the calls.
Yep.
I hope he continues to tweak it, make improvements on it. Walter, let's see what you're made of now. You know what I'm saying? He calls his chemist Walter over there.
Right.
And we'll see how it goes. We'll see how he responds to it, how he gets back up on his feet, that kind of deal.
That's right.
I want to try his acidic APC, though. I think that's going to be probably the hidden gem of good stuff. It looks pretty good. I saw sock use. It looks pretty good. I ain't got it yet, but I'll get me a bottle when he rebrands it as a toughest shell. We'll see if toughest shell maybe is a little tougher than hardest shell. You know what I'm
saying? Right. That's
maybe the new label will help it out. Yeah. Maybe
time will tell. Label help it
out. But I think we can get our esteemed guest on today and get this show started.
Definitely.
How you feel about it, Dewar?
I'm looking forward to it.
Good. You got any questions lined up for the man?
Oh, I certainly do.
Good, good, good. And I know you're a big fan of the Coach Kimmy.
Oh, yeah.
Like G must have been that curing mechanism. Ooh, I actually kind of forgot about that. That deal, curing mechanism. Boy. Yep. Ooh, that makes my head hurt. Anyway. All right, everybody. I didn't make a fancy smancy intro this week, but everybody, he is the CSO of Coach Kimmy USA. They're coming in hot for TRCMA. Mm-hmm. He is Mr. Jason Miller. Everybody, welcome to the stage, Mr. Jason Miller. How's it going?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hello.
How's it going? Sorry to have you on, you know, on such a hot week. You know, I apparently stirred up the internet a little bit.
Yeah.
Review this week. Yeah.
It's a good thing.
I got them going, but all the people happy to be here. We're happy to be here. Are you happy to be here, sir?
Absolutely.
How's it been this week?
It's been good. Busy. Another milestone month for us, which seems to be more of the case anymore. And it's just, you know, an exciting thing to see the things that we're doing. We got a lot of really great stuff ahead here. It's just the beginning. So
Very
exciting.
Cool. Good deal. Can you explain to us what a CSO actually is?
It stands for Chief Sales Officer. So I'm just our head of sales. I started, I don't know if you know the history of maybe my position, but basically when I first started back when we launched in 2020, after our USA launch, I came in as a Northeast sales, representative. So I had our, Northeast, region that I was responsible to sell into, whether it be one of our own salesmen underneath of me or me selling to a distribution partner or a retail outlet. You know, anywhere that carries or would buy or use Coach Kimmy, I was responsible for that. And then I moved into our national sales position, about a year and a half in from the beginning, responsible for the whole U.S. And now that, we're a lot more built out and management, was, you know, put in place in different regions and all that good stuff. I'm now in the position where, you know, I oversee basically all sales function. Forecast and all. So it's been quite the ride, but it's I love every, you know, what I do every day doesn't feel like work, which is still seems awesome. Pretty cool.
That's the best way. That's the best job you can have, right?
Absolutely.
That's where it's at. Yeah. Big moves for KCX USA over the last year or so. Back at SEMA, it was announced y'all and ColorLock have what's the official term for that?
Acquisition. Basically purchasing the brand, and you know the brand itself is still going to be called ColorLock, of course, but it's very, very much moving ahead a lot faster now. Obviously, right around SEMA, when we announced it, we had just basically closed on it, you know, shortly before that. So we used the stage to, you know, really use SEMA as a good way to kind of get everybody knowledgeable of it, of course, and make the announcements and stuff. But really, just the beginning of this year, we started doing a lot more of the hard work. The easy stuff is the announcement. The hard work is getting kind of adjusted, get stock here in the U.S. and getting ready to kind of ramp up for spring and really get it rocking and rolling for everybody in North America. So
ColorLock, kind of a designated type of company. They focus on leather care and leather cleaning, that kind of deal, restoration. So what was what value did y'all see kind of overall in acquisitioning ColorLock?
Yeah, it just really fit with kind of it's kind of a German brand, and really for what we offer in our portfolio, there's a lot of chemicals that are maybe I'd call somewhat close in like a leather cleaner or some kind of an alkaline that maybe you'd use on cleaning before you'd go and restore the leather. But then there's also a ton of different things that they offered and created on their own that we didn't have in our portfolio. So it really worked well with not only having a very well-known, kind of German brand, a household name, a global kind of name in the industry, but also one that for us, it was able to, add a little bit to our kind of portfolio. And so when you combine the two, respectfully, our customers actually, you'd think they're a lot more shared than they are, but they actually weren't. So it kind of worked out really well for us in that light too.
Yep. Yeah, very definitely. Cool. Another thing, at SEMA, y'all launched the Blue Line, right? Fully launched it.
Fully launched it. 10 SKUs really catered to, the shops that use our product on the daily for, paint correction or anything really we offer. But a lot of people were wanting to resell the product, or a customer would want to, what did you use on my car? How do I wash my car safely? And, it was always something we had thought about doing, and we finally were able to get it done and get it put together. And it's been another success story so far. A lot of shops are able to sell it now. And, it also is something that, it's just a lot easier for, I don't want to say weekend warrior, because obviously we all know that those guys can make a boatload of money. They go into the shop and all that stuff, but really like a person that just enjoys hanging out in their garage or working on their car or whatever, it's a lot easier to use. A lot of the product besides the soap is ready to use. So, you don't have to worry about mixing, and we all love BSF, but I can't see my dad mixing something, putting 100 milliliters in an MTM foam can, and A, he wouldn't have the foam can, and B, he wouldn't have the hook.
Yeah.
So it's a lot easier to just actually, pour a soap in a bucket and kind of go at it that way. So that was what inspired that, what we call private customer line.
Mm-hmm. And I think what's cool with them, because I know we saw it last year, TRCMA, and then, really rolled out at SEMA. But what I think I like about it the most is just like, from a consumer level, it's really descriptive of, okay, this is the exterior of the car that's highlighted. This is the front of the car that's highlighted. So obviously insect and dirt mover, all around quick shine. And then you have the interior graphic. You have, kind of the trim and the plastics and such, which more and more vehicles are getting more plastics in that bottom third. So it's a nice little breakdown, for people that, don't know. It's kind of the people that we almost take for granted, if you will, because if we're going for an all-purpose cleaner, in the Koshemi line, we know to jump to Green Star or something like that. Whereas, another person may not think immediately that it's like, okay, I just need something on the outside. All right. This is an insect remover. This is what I have. And it's clear and concise. And, the bottles look good. I've seen Justin have some photos in his home garage, and it just looks wonderful and, super simple. And I think that's just what people need.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then it's also something to note too. A lot of the product is actually a product that's specific for this. So it's not, if you see insect dirt remover, it's not just Green Star in a bottle. I mean, it's actually its own product, and that makes it super cool too. So people ask that, and being that the bottle's blued out, you can't really tell what color that product is, but it is its own product, and I think that's mm-hmm. unique. So obviously the leather conditioner is our Leather Star, but a lot of the actual chemicals are their own chemicals.
Very That's cool. right, Sock. Slap that like button. The real question is, Jason, who dressed up as Santa Claus back at SEMA? That was fun.
That was my favorite.
That was a fun time.
Yep. Yeah. I was Santa for a little bit. So
a little bit.
Yeah, a little
took
bit.
Turns in the
couple,
Santa suit.
Films. Some of the stuff. You see him walking through the parking lot. You see him sneaking around in the rag company booth. That was that was me. And then Justin had did it for a little bit. We all kind of shared the suit a little bit, if you will. But it was fun. The Germans looked at us and thought we were crazy. But
yeah, I'm wondering how y'all pulled it off, like getting the okay to make a limited edition run of the soap there.
Yeah, no, it was it was obviously they had to make it for us, so they knew about it. But it was it worked out well. We put together the case for it, and obviously, as you guys know, GSF, it just sells. It still to this day amazes us how well it sells. It's one of our top selling products, and for those reasons, we knew that was probably the right product if we would do a spin on something. That was it. Yeah, might not be something we do all the time, or might not be multiple times a year, or you see us starting to make stuff for St. Patrick. No, I mean it was just something we decided to have some fun with, and I honestly wish we made more of it. We did a limited run. We didn't make a whole lot of it. And by the time I, reached out to the first couple people to buy it, we it was gone. So we sold out of it, all 3,000 bottles in 2 days.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
That's some good smelling stuff. Right
I there. Wish I made 6,000 or 8,000, but at the same time, we wouldn't have got through it. So, hey, now we know for next time if we wink, wink, do it again.
Yeah, hey, we love a fun, sometimes it's fun to have a good, just limited edition product out like that. Smells good. What was that scent? I know y'all had a whole case of scents.
Cinnamon. Yeah, it was a cinnamon smell.
That was it, man. It's a magical cinnamon. That's good cinnamon.
I got a bottle for Christmas and it's because I had a hunch that I was going to be getting it, and then opened it up and I've never taken the cap off a bottle so fast.
Yeah.
And then just rammed my nose in that thing and smelled it. And my goodness.
I keep a bottle right next to me.
Brings you right back to Christmas.
Brings me right back to Christmas.
It's so good. Look, Aaron wants a Thanksgiving GSF. Ooh. He wants some gravy smelling.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
That would be weird. I don't know how to feel about that.
I like that.
Becky Green in love with the GFX. So
maybe a pumpkin pie smell. Ooh. Which I guess cinnamon, maybe.
Yeah, that would re-hit the cinnamon a little bit. But... yeah.
There you probably go. Like definitely...
Yep. Well, we're rolling in the TRCMA.
Y'all
had 6 months to recover from SEMA, launched a bunch of stuff like we just covered. TRCMA, what you got left for us? You cooked up anything new? Are we kind of recapping?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
TRCMA is simply, you gotta be on there to see it. So I don't want to release too much. We do have a few items. Thoughts. And talking about some of the ones that we were just, talking about at SEMA. So hydrofoam sealant, we're actually going to be talking more about finally arriving. So we'll talk a little bit about that just because that is very new. And then we have some new product that should wow everybody and get everybody pretty excited for spring and summer and the rest of the year.
Heck yeah.
Very cool.
We like a good new product drop for sure. Y'all planning any good demos? We like a good demo too at TRCMA. We got to see some stuff in action. Y'all usually bring the heat.
Yep. Absolutely. We're talking about some new training seminars we're going to be offering out of our headquarters and throughout
Nice.
Parts of the U.S. Our new training guy, the technical manager that we hired on this year, will be joining Justin, Andrew, and I. And we'll be going through a lot of that kind of stuff too. So it's a lot in store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's gonna be awesome. So it's like Color Lock, Are they still have like a presentation themselves, or are they now part of the KCX presentation?
Yeah, I believe they have. They're, I think, on our same day. So I think we
opened
there shortly after. Yep.
Oh, nice. So we'll roll into some good leather clean. They always have a really good demo.
Yeah. Yeah. We do a lot. We do a lot with Lars and Brian now, obviously, but they still, you know, we have a lot of stuff of our own. So it's just, it's easier and cleaner to kind of keep it.
Yeah. So you guys are 9 to 10 a.m. and then
color locks right after. Right after. Look at that.
It's going to be like a jam packed German morning is what that's going to be. And I remember, like, I would honestly say two of the demos that really just kind of put me in a trance were Justin with his rap and when Lars fixed the seat on the
Supra. Fixing that seat. It's
like, I remember seeing that in person. I'm like, there's no way. And then he did it. And I'm just like, there's a way. Okay. That's fun.
Yeah. That's when you know you're in the presence, you know, of like some masters at the craft. Right.
And it didn't even look all that difficult. Like the rap does look more like, I know that the rap is really difficult, but like, the color lock stuff was just proof that if you have, you know, the right products and just a general sense of knowledge, then it's going to be,
they make it look easy.
Pretty simple thing.
Really? Yep. See, I thought you would have been, wowed by the gummy fix. On
that was about that, to bring up. You can't forget Dean's magical mat cleaning and restoration.
I didn't mention that because that's beyond words. I can't.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That was so.
Truly a matte restoration
match. That was an intergalactic feeling. This is
These are more down to earth. That's more
of a
space type. And man, speaking of goof, that stuff, it came out. I slept on it for a little bit, you know, because, you know, I'm just like having to wait, and then I got it and then put it on the mats just before winter, and I was like, oh my goodness. Like, it is, if you guys haven't tried goof, it is absolutely freaking amazing.
Yeah, it's a must try for sure.
Yep, definitely a favorite. So
it has like a high, I don't know, alcohol content, I guess. Jason, you can help me out with this, but it's like just soaks in and evaporates like instantly.
Yeah, the driving kind of agent in there for it to dry the way it does and all that is is like an isopropyl alcohol. So
right.
Yep. You got to make sure, you know, it does dry itself. And you know, I always say this for guys that are working in a small guys at home or whatever, especially just make sure you're using it in a ventilated area. If you're,
don't go sniffing. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. That was,
you're actually going to spray the mat down, which it does work really well that way. Mm-hmm. Just touch up, you know, any kind of where it doesn't level off, but just make sure that you're, you know, using it with a door open or crack your garage.
Yeah. Like most, Kimmy products, you don't want to go just popping the cap off and sniffing it. Dewar was sniffing some last year at the halftime show, I think. It's not a good idea, Dewar.
It's pretty much fresh up, and any soap is what I'll go, you know, full nose in. But everything else I've learned to just gently approach it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but for sure. Franco, Gumi fixes the goat. It's good stuff. So Franco agrees. Franco's on board, you know it's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Most definitely.
It's a fantastic stuff.
Most definitely.
What else is new?
Kind of with I know that the friends over at TRC have been, they've been talking about the alkali wheel cleaner.
I'm going through my head. Like, what else? I know there's
because they brought up this and then the tire glaze as well.
Glaze. That was
it. I think the tire glaze stuff is. So let me just pull that up here really quick. So I think if you like, is this like glazed donut glossy, Jason, or can you kind of control it with how you apply it?
Yeah, it's definitely if for anybody that hasn't tried it yet, it definitely has a little bit of getting used to, I guess.
Okay. Maybe,
you know, everybody just always thinks, well, tire shine is probably going to be something more along the lines of, even if it isn't blue, like a blue tire shine, spray it in a wheel well, put it on an applicator, wipe it on plastic, spray it on your tire. Yeah. Yeah. This works like that. However, it is a little thicker. So kind of what you might be used to seeing in some of our 1 liter bottles, it has like the little applicator on the top of it.
Yep.
You know, you could pick that off of there and put a trigger on it. It just kind of can clog up especially not the best of triggers. It can kind of clog a little bit. Mm-hmm. It is a little bit thicker, but what that kind of thickness is honestly, it works best in an applicator form. And it is more of like a gel. So when you put it on there, It honestly does a better job on an applicator, but that gel-like kind of substance is what's giving you it its lasting effects. So there's UV inhibitors built into it. The gloss is definitely not like a matte, but it's definitely not, you know, like you said, what did you say?
Donut. Not like gloss.
Glazed donut.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like, wow, okay. It's like too shiny. I can't see type shine. Sure. It's the shiniest of anything we've had for tires so far.
Okay.
Yeah, beautiful. See, solvent based, so it's going to do a good job of opening up that kind of rubber, soaking in and lasting a while.
Yep.
Nice. Yeah. I'm going to have to try that one out. So you said thick, so it's kind of opposite of PSS, where it's kind of a real runny liquid.
Yeah, PSS was introduced as, like, you know, I mean, just like it says on the bottle, it's an exterior kind of trim and, you know, dressing. And, you know, I don't even really like the term dressing because it does last. It has some longevity to it for sure. Just because of how the baseline's made, but it's a silicone free. So, you know, it's really meant for more trim. People were putting it on tires because we actually didn't offer any kind of a tire shine until.
Yeah, I like it on tires. It does pretty good.
It does. Yeah. This I know one, a lot of guys that absolutely love it, you know?
Yeah. Does this one have silicone?
The tire glaze? So tire glaze it's actually not silicone, but it is solvent. So I would still be cautious if you're, you know, in a body shop, or you're, you know, gonna do something where, you know, you don't want silicone in the area, but yeah, you definitely I can find out and maybe throw it in a chat or something, or if anybody ever you know asks, I can find out for you. But it's it's a different, it's a type of a solvent that isn't a silicone, but it's definitely a you know, a no-no for a body shop.
And Ricardo bringing up a good point. You can always knock down the tire shine if you don't like shiny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Very cool. And I know another product that was also a little bit earlier, late last year, early this year, was reactivation shampoo. So this is a pH of one. It's kind of your acid hit for reopening up your coatings.
Yes.
So if you can,
diamond coatings, and then it eats them right off of there.
Kind of unclogs the pores. You know, does its job. It's pretty strong stuff. I mean,
it's
I know tell us that it's removed some coatings, unfortunately, but you know, our ceramic coating, we tested it, you know, with other coatings as well. It did not fail on our coating at all. Nice. It did a really good job of keeping it. My Jeep, my wife drives it. We have a Jeep Grand Cherokee that I coated a couple years ago when we first brought CO2 over. And man, I'll tell you what, like even 2 years in, using that reactivation, I was kind of excited to see, you know, what exactly it was going to do. And it did make it made it right back to when I put it on in January of 21, I think, when we first got it, or January 22, I guess, for this year, it'd be 2 years. Yeah. So,
yeah, very cool.
Yeah, super good stuff. It is a very strong acidic kind of baseline, though. So just be cautious. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can you use it as like, you know, starting to remove the water spots? Like it's going to attack all that good stuff too, right? Mineral deposits. Contamination.
Yep. At least out of the stuff we are, out of our soap, you know, which you guys know is an extensive part of our portfolio, is all of our different shampoos. So for us, that would be our best attempt at using a shampoo for that kind of stuff. Yeah.
True. Yep. And at least start the process for you.
Oh, guys, some guys acid wash stuff. And yeah, of course that's going to be, you know, a lot more stronger than what we have. But yeah, in our soaps, that's definitely the way to do it.
Nice.
Very nice. Yep. And I mean, not so terribly new, but the combination of people love an Actifoam and Superfoam.
Finally,
Superfoam is a real heavy hitter, and Actifoam is a little bit lighter, not super light, but still there. And Actifoam now, I think, is in the 1 liters.
Actifoam is definitely has been one of my favorite soaps for a long time. I just don't talk about it too much because it just comes in, you know, the big container for so long. But now what do we got, Jason?
Due to popular demand, our soaps are primarily, you know, priced at, let me say it this way. Some of these soaps are in our German side of the world are very, very popular in car wash tunnels.
Yeah.
So we're used to selling them in 200 liter drums or 20 liter drums, which would be like a little over 5 gallons. So when we launched in the US, we were simply just, you know, putting a lot of those kinds of soaps as we were bringing them over in 5 liter. you know, $50, $56 or whatever for a 5-liter jug is a lot of soap, you know, but it does last a long time, and the dilution on these soaps are super high. So we did really well with it, but so many people were like, man, I just really want to try, you know, Aquafil, but I don't want to commit to the 5-liter. And because you have GSF and, you know, your other stuff in 1-liter, why can't you do Aquafil in a 1-liter? So we answered the bell, and there it is. So
that's great, because I freaking love Aquafil. It smells amazing. Mm-hmm. I like, you know, I don't use GSF too much. I like a soap that has a little bit more bite to it, and Aquafil fits the bill.
And the scent in Aquafil is what makes it the price. It's a sandalwood scent. If you guys know, mm-hmm. you know, anything about that, I mean, buying and having a really good high quality scent is kind of a number killer to a chemical sometimes. So
yep. Makes sense, because you don't see that scent.
You know, go ahead.
Pretty much no one else's stuff. That makes sense, because you don't see it.
Is the scent, and then it's amazing. Super foam is papaya. So it kind of raises those prices a little bit. But try, if you're happy with the cleaning and the lubricity and the foam aspect of Aquafil, check out Auto Shampoo. So that is basically what we sell to a lot of big dealer groups that we deal direct with. Mm-hmm. Our guys out on the road that are selling to dealer groups and stuff like that. That's a soap that still cleans the same way, still 9.5 pH. Like I said, same kind of lubricity, same kind of foaming action as Aquafil, but it's called Auto Shampoo, and there's just a very baseline scent to it, which drives the cost way down. So definitely check that one out.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. I like the scent, though. I got to keep the, keep the sandalwood goodness, you know?
That makes sense. I've heard some people asking about Auto Shampoo and mm-hmm. all that, and how the difference is. Like, well, the pH is pretty close. So I'm like, there's got to be something there. So that makes sense that.
It's just what we offer in bulk car wash sales or, a tunnel. It doesn't really matter if the customer's on the car anyway. They don't really care about smell. It's just a cheaper option. But if you're looking at what it offers and, you know, how it cleans and all that stuff, it's pretty much an apples to apples comparison, if you will, of Aquafil.
There you go. So that's a good little hack for all the working men and women out there. Want a good soap? You ain't worried that too much about the smell. Get you a bottle of that Auto Shampoo. I'm going to check that out.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, you got any questions?
Yeah, there's a few questions coming up here, and I think I just want to touch quickly on Becca's. It's going to take me years to use up a 5-liter. And I think what you got to do, Becca, is you have to buy some smaller bottles and send it out to your friends and be kind of your own supplier.
I bought a Superfoam 5-liter when it came out, and that bad boy is still like half full.
Yeah.
It's been a few years now.
Definitely. Detail Made Simple is watching Jason to touch those vans of mine, just so kind of the next topic. I know the vans have become a hot thing with Koshemi in the US. I always see on Facebook that you guys are just adding more and more and more vans. And so if you want to touch a bit on that, so you have guys kind of going all over in them, and what are they doing with them?
Yeah, so basically they're kind of like a mini store. So inside there's just we sell mostly all Kokemi, obviously, but we have a few other manufacturer tools and some brushes and some things that we do not produce that we sell. So we're following a little bit of our German history there. So basically, Hans Koch is the founder of our business, and back in the late 60s is when he started the business, like many people do, in their garage, trying to create something. He wasn't happy with some of the chemicals that were offered in Germany where he was living, and distinguished kind of a little bit of a chemical, whatever he did, obviously the wacky chemical guy, whatever you want to call him. He kind of established his garage brand and then got it to grow. And it grew through second, two generations of his family. And now what you see in Kokemi today is, we have global identity. Our culture is that we're all over the world. We're in 60, some countries. We have the only subsidiary division in the world is besides Germany is here in the United States. And that's, that's us at Kokemi USA. So a lot of growth has happened over the years. However, back to just the roots of what Kokemi is we're proud that we research and develop our own product and then sell it on our own. So in all of Germany, you have these vans and trucks and sales representatives all over the entire country selling our brand. That's all that we do is we sell our brand. Car wash, industrial chemical, water treatment plants. It's grown quite extensively, the portfolio, but So we're doing a little bit of just what Hans, I think, wanted, you know, and we're putting these vans out on the road, much like it is in Germany. We have distribution partners and distribution, you know, contracts and stuff with people all over the globe, only in America and only in Germany, where Cook Chemie USA and GmbH is. We sell some of our own product too, but as you guys know, we're also a partner with a lot of the biggest and best distribution and online retailers and stuff too. So we're just kind of continuing on with the history of the company and, you know, making
vans are cool
by having vans, go across the United States.
So, I like seeing them. I've seen them pop up on Chelsea's channel. I've seen them pop up on I'm Josh V's channel. I like seeing when they pop up on some YouTubers' channels. It's always a fun time. What's up, Dewar?
I was going to say it's like an ice cream truck for detailers.
That's right. It gets me excited just watching. Chelsea did a whole tour of it, and I was like, this is cool.
Yeah.
I wish one of these would pull up to my house, but unfortunately in the swamp ain't one down here. So but Jason, we got 75 live viewers. Next week you told me we're dropping a new product. You want to tell them a little bit about that and maybe give one away?
Absolutely, sure. I'll leave it to you guys on how to choose, because obviously,
Hey, giveaway special.
If you want, obviously, as you guys know, I like to play Santa. So, So hydrofoam sealant is SO3. If you're familiar with our spray sealants, the SO2 is basically our 6 to even up to 9 month. We've said under the right kind of maintenance and care is a sealant that basically you spray on using a towel. Some people put it on wet, but basically it's our kind of go-to. If you topper of our coating, a lot of people do wash clay seal packages with it. So SO3 is what I think a lot of people were using in protector wax. It's our answer for a wet application seal. Protector wax we kind of took out of the car wash line and adapted it to the detail world, which obviously we're very known for here. But it is in at the end of the day kind of a car wash product. It's a wax.
It foams pretty good. So is this kind of foam better?
It's similar. Like if you've seen protector wax, it kind of, you know, depending on what you're using or what kind of flow you have and stuff. I mean, you could get it maybe a little foamier than some other person can get it, but it's kind of like that milky, thick, kind of white looking liquid than it is more foamy. But it is foamy, and really that's just, you know, what I'm sure you guys know is the amount of protection and sealant that's kind of built into the product. It's hard for it to kind of have that shaving cream stick. So
makes sense.
So that's kind of the consistency of it. It has a super cool, like almost like a, how do I want to explain it? Justin always says it has like a weird, I wish he was on here. The sound of it makes a weird sound. It's like fizzing and popping kind
of. Yeah. Protector wax does that some.
Yeah. So this kind of does a similar thing to that too. It's just, I guess,
like how pop rocks.
So is this one going to last longer? What's the benefit?
So basically the benefit to this is a couple things. It dilutes farther too, which is super cool.
Okay.
The dilution is going to be a lot farther. So protector wax, if you don't dilute it enough, which isn't a bad thing, I guess, when you sell chemicals, but it can streak and it can kind of cause the wrong thing to happen. It's supposed to be diluted out into a tunnel and put into a rinse bar when you're running your car through. I know we hate car washes, but when you go to a car wash, like the premium wash, you're getting like a protector wax added with the water. That's basically what you're paying for. So in a detail sense, we have the equipment to foam it on and we can let it dwell and we can rinse it off. And it's going to protect your car by simply putting it on and rinsing it off. But this is actually exactly what you want to be doing in that kind of sense. So that dilution's better. It's more of a synthetic actual like an SiO2 sealant versus a polymer wax. And it's just going to give you better, tighter water beading. It's going to have longer, better longevity too.
Right.
Protector wax is good 30 days, 45 days. I mean, this is definitely in that like 60, 90 day range. I mean, it's very, very longer lasting is how it's built. So
I'm looking forward to this one then. So we're going to give a bottle away. So someone's going to get one early.
Yep.
So get your fingers ready.
Yep. We're going to be doing that just here in a few minutes. So
Got to
tease it a little bit. So just so everyone's aware, they can get their fingers ready, call your internet service provider, upgrade your plan. Get the fastest possible network you can get. So, but and our good friend Justin here with the sizzling comment, with the great news, I just got in hundreds of new MTD stickers, so that should be super fun.
Hey, Jason, Justin said, don't you dare ruin our surprise at TRCMA. Ooh. Justin, this is the cleaner cast. It doesn't get any bigger than this, so you might as well, you know, maybe ruin a surprise or two, you know.
I hope Justin shows up as Santa in the middle of March or at beginning of April.
I'd be pretty excited for a Santa Justin to come on down to TRCMA while we're there. That'd be fun.
That's right.
All right, chat. Cool. Y'all about ready in there? Fingers ready?
So, okay. Before I get that, good friend Kimberly MC, Active Foam and Tire Glaze, on the trial list. Yes, I am. Yeah.
I forgot if anybody has any questions too. I think we kind of like ran right into the tire glaze and skipped over Alkali Wheel Cleaner. So if anybody,
up the Q&A just in a second.
Yeah.
After Dewar gives this bottle of hydrofoam away.
So we're going to do lower 48 on this one. All right. So if you are in Canada, apologies. All right. So we mentioned it a little bit ago. What was the name of the Coast Chemise founder?
This is a hard one.
First name is fine. And the first name that I see getting this right, Justin is not allowed to enter, obviously. But the first one that I see. So the first one I got here is, let me see. I have Chris M.
Chris M. Congratulations, Chris M. sir. Hans. Hans Coke. So that makes sense, Coke Kimmy.
So Chris M, if you are in the U.S., hopefully, email the cleaner Jamie at gmail.com.
And I'll get information.
Send your ats, your email, and then your mailing address. Then we'll get that sorted out to you. So congratulations. Mm-hmm. And our good friend the Bearded Hunter, who was actually with you guys at SEMA,
was
chiming in. So kind of give that story and how that all came up, because I think a lot of people were surprised. He's a Grand Ambassador that's going to be he was part of the Six Showdown that unfortunately was a runner up to Jamie, and but he's
barely
TRCMA.
Let's be honest. Hunter brought the heat. Hunter almost took the darn thing. Did. It was a close one.
I think my favorite Hunter video was when he was in his truck and he put his window down ever so slowly and started smiling and talking to the camera. So that was super fun. So how did that whole SEMA experience go? If we can touch on that a little bit.
And it went phenomenal. It was obviously he's knowledgeable, we all know that, but especially with our product line too. So Justin, he's as you guys know, very kind of in cahoots with a lot of the Grand Ambassadors and talks to a lot of those guys, and he was just mentioned that we were looking for some helpers at the booth, and I guess one thing led to the other. It was by no means any kind of a lottery of any kind. It was simply, I would do it. If you guys would want some help, I would definitely do it. You know what I mean? And we talked about what we can do to get him to go. And he was like, heck yeah. And we were like, well, that's who we want then.
Lines up just right.
Staff and guys that we had, obviously filtered in and out throughout the week. And that's why we needed help. We a lot of our salesmen, we can't just, back in the day when it was just Andrew and I and a guy in a warehouse, it's like, whatever, we can kind of shut down, But now, there's a lot of moving parts. And even in the USA, we actually have our own kind of international distribution for, North and South America now. So it's a lot to just shut off. So we basically had him come in and help throughout the week and given him some time to go see the show and do all that other stuff. We filtered in some of our own guys. So
Looked like a heck of a time.
Sure. The booth looked huge this year. Was it extra big this year or what?
It was a little bit bigger, And then being the way that we placed it right next to Color Lock, obviously, as we kind of co-launched that whole acquisition, we basically had, an aisle in between two booths, but it was basically like one massive booth, at least massive to us.
Yep. And I think one of my favorite things, too, aside from Hunter and just the great crew you guys had, was the when they rolled out the scent briefcase,
that was
different scents. That was hilarious. I could only imagine what that smelled like.
Definitely, it seemed like a good time.
Felt like fun.
Yep.
All right, Dewar, let's answer these good folks' questions. If y'all got any Coach Kimmy questions, start hitting them, and Dewar's going to pop you up, and we'll answer the best we can here.
So David Boyce here, can I use Motorplast on my fender wells?
That's a good question.
Bring back the blackness. I know normally we use Motorplast in the engine bay. I've had great luck with it. It's, you know, it's kind of that. You spray it on, you close the hood, you open it up again, and it's like, boom, magic. It's looking factory fresh.
Yep. So absolutely, it works really well on that. And actually, the product itself is hydrophilic. So the way that the baseline of the product works is it actually works, you know, with water. And so even if the fender well isn't completely dry, it'll kind of displace that product and kind of level it and kind of put it into little nooks and crannies and all that stuff too. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it works really well for that. Obviously, if you're driving in a heavy salt or heavy sand or whatever area, longevity may be a little different than what would be underneath your hood. But yeah, it definitely works really well on that.
Yep. Adam Valenti, maybe you already spoke on this, but someone used something called MZR. It's not sold in the US. Will it be sold here?
MZR is a high alkaline cleaner, but it is exclusive for an interior.
Good grief. Okay.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So it's kind of like Polestar with a high pH. Oh, I know that's crazy, but the surfactants and kind of some of the stuff that we use in there gives you a lot of better cleaning power and actually has like a really nice scent, kind of similar like a fresh up scent. It's a product I really want. So some of the baseline ingredients need like a raw material kind of approval, and we're working on some of that. So it will hopefully be here. It's just wasn't one of the initial wave of coming to the U.S. chemicals, but now a lot of people have been asking for it, and it does really work really well. I think it would fit in our portfolio quite well. So
Justin's pretty pumped up about it.
Yep.
He likes to spike his Polestar with a little green star, and he might be showing us that at TRCMA. So stay tuned. We got some arts and crafts coming up.
But arts and crafts are a place to be. That's at the – I don't know if it's going to be right at noon. I think it's going to be right at noon, so that should be fun.
Sometime around there, you know.
Just we're
in the middle.
Yeah, we'll tease the Koshemi stuff. But yeah, Davidson's saying that Gumi Fix burns his hands. So you definitely there's a lot of the products that
PPE
definitely PPE up. Gumi Fix. That's how you know it's good. You know,
that's right.
You gotta do that.
But it would just be the same as taking a bunch of rubbing alcohol.
Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly what it feels like. You got any cuts or dry hands? Man, my hand was dry one time and I grabbed some Gumi Fix and it leaked a little bit out the bottle because I put it in an IK sprayer. I was cleansed after that. I don't think I had any germs on my hand.
One of my favorite products, FU Fresh Up, is straight up laundry scent. So
it's good stuff.
I would have to agree. It's definitely a favorite of mine. Sprayed on hockey gear of all things, and you know, on the interior of the car, and it just freshens it right up. Does exactly what you're gonna do. So.
Yep.
You can we can maybe you guys seen it or had heard about it, I'm not sure, but for the viewers that are listening, we are working on some other scents in the Fresh Up pink line.
About time.
There we go.
So that would be nice.
Some new ones for you guys to feast you.
So Mad Scientist detailing, why is auto foam caution for coated cars? I have not had any issues.
I mean, it really isn't. I mean, so I always say anywhere between 5 pH and 12 pH, relatively, you're usually safe on a coated car. Mm-hmm. So, it's 9.5, like straight out of the bottle. So, I mean, even if you would dilute it in an MTM, you're going to start to bring it down in pH, even if it's 8.5 or 8 or whatever, it's still between 5 and 12. So, the only reason why, I guess, I don't know, maybe somebody would say that it is, you know, I don't know, extreme heat or let it run dry or they're working on equator. I don't know, but it shouldn't do anything that it shouldn't do anything. Like you said, you haven't had any issues. I've never had any issues. Not a lot of people have. So
fair enough. Yeah. And Chris M rolling in. We touched on this a bit earlier, but if you tuned in late, what's the gloss level on tire glaze? I'm looking for a very wet tire dressing without sling.
It doesn't have sling, which is good. It's the wettest thing we have for a tire shine here for Code Chemi. But it's definitely not, like we were saying, like a glazed donut wet. It's not that shiny, but it's definitely not like a matte sheen finish either. So it's somewhere in between. You could double up.
About to say, what if we layered it up though? Are we creasing the sheen there, or what's going on?
What'd you say, James?
What if we double it up though? Are we creasing the sheen?
Yeah, you can. So it's just a matter of how sheeny you like it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, nice. Very much so. Yeah, there's some car show guys that love just blinding people with their tires. I don't get it, but
yep.
Blanca Lopez just around the chat. Not sure if it's been answered, but are they coming up with any air fresheners? Well, let me present to you the scent hangers, which already exist.
Yeah, you can get some hangers. Yep, those are ready.
These are. This Ooh, I've had this apple. One here, Ooh. the Super Foam Fruit Bowl, I think it was. Yeah. This stuff is unbelievable.
And you can see there, we kind of have the scent on the.
I want a scent hanger of the hand wax. We need a honey scent hanger. Oh, that would be nice.
Good.
Yeah,
definitely. And speaking of wanting, we have a $20.
Heyo,
Eileen. Thank you very much for Eileen contributing to the Send Eddie New KCX Products Fund.
We'll get that over to you
as always, guys. Appreciate the kind words from everyone. So, we got Mountain Time Detail. He's kind of a mad scientist, isn't he? It's like my all-star mix, but already made. Look at that.
Yeah, all-star. That's what he calls it.
And Polestar with a green star chaser. It's
Yep,
definitely. Tread lightly with your own mixing. I know the only mixing I really do is a little bit of Green Star and some gentle snow foam, to give it a
That's always good too.
Yeah. More bite.
Yep.
But
basically Actifoam. It's a good time.
Definitely. And I have a couple more.
Came out with a video of that, didn't you, Dewar? You dropped a hot Green Star.
Yeah, it's been great because, when you neglect a car for like 2 weeks in nasty weather, it's a great candidate for Green Star. Foam that on, and my goodness, I usually only really hit it with relatively dirty cars, but not this bad. And it was always good, but I mean. Then I, it was like 10 to 1, which is usually stronger than I use in the exterior. Mm-hmm. But that stuff just friggin' hit. So that was wonderful. But Mike Moe Sr., what's the best Koshemi product to clean denim blue on seats and interior surfaces? So I'm assuming you mean gene transfer on like white.
Gene transfer, yep.
White seats. So what do you guys jump into?
Yeah, I mean, out of our stuff, usually you kind of attack it with two different ways, right? So you can go with more of an alkaline kind of way and hope that if you're kind of hitting it, you can reduce it or knock it down or remove it. That's more of the safer way. I know a lot of guys that just go old school and go vinegar and just start scouring. It really is a matter of how set it is. Sometimes there really isn't anything you can do. Mm-hmm. But what I'm most excited about is with our partnership.
I was about to say, this is a good time to mention the new.
I used to say that, but now with us being directly associated with Color Lock and owning Color Lock, they have really great solutions for that.
Denim transfer solution.
Better. Yeah. So I should know them. Like I said, we just are getting the stock sent over from Germany now, and we're about to start launching here for spring. With not only selling it off of the website, shipping from the United States versus Germany. A lot of times right now, people that purchase Color Lock are buying it and it's getting shipped over from Germany. So, our United States headquarters in Alpharetta, which is where we're at. We have, almost all of the SKUs now, and we're about to go with that. So hopefully, we'll have even more better answers on that kind of thing here, moving forward. So
nice. Beautiful. Yeah, they used to sell the denim transfer remover at TRC. I don't know if they still do, but it used to be over at TRC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See if you can find it.
But yeah, I mean, just kind of general knowledge. I mean, start lighter. If you're going at your, if you're having Polestar at 20 to 1, try that, bump it up.
Yeah, just start at that just keep working your way up until.
But I just did a quick search. It looks like you still have it. So.
Aha, there it is. Yeah,
the denim stain remover.
This stuff's pretty good.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah,
that's what I said. I don't know if you can. I don't know if you can zoom in enough or not. But basically, like whatever pH level that is.
Yeah.
It's probably more than likely somewhere above neutral and probably more alkaline.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would be like our Green Star Polestar ish, you know, area. So Polestar is neutral, but the cleaning power of Polestar is that it's safe to use on Alcantara, safe to use on leather and textile. So it's definitely like these guys are saying, use that first. And then if it's not really touching it, then go into Green Star and try a higher alkaline and see what that does.
I only trust Polestar. When Alcantara rolls in, I pull out my little foamer bottle of Polestar and I just foam it up and get it back fluffy.
I like
it always comes out so good.
Their little ND denotation just stands for not dangerous.
Ah.
So I think that's hilarious.
That's helpful.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. So yeah, not dangerous, solvent free. So
nice.
And you know it's an old video because Levi doesn't have a
baby. Look at that.
So, oh yeah.
Baby face Levi right there.
Yeah.
But nice. But yeah,
Jim over there.
Speaking of oh my, look at this right here. $20.
Hey, oh,
from AC Details.
Thank you, sir.
Our good friend, World Traveler.
Look at
KCX full video.
Aline gave him a 20, and then he gave it right up
discount. So, yeah, well, definitely get that going. So, but yeah, I know Thomas Farver. Good question here. How much Green Star on the foam can with extra bite with soap? So, if you're using gentle snow foam, I mean, I have my foam cannon pretty much full with like probably 100 mils of gentle snow foam. I don't know, roughly there. And I just kind of do like a splash. Like it's maybe half an ounce, you know, half an ounce to an ounce.
I haven't done this in a long time.
But, you know, I never exactly measure. You know, I've just had, you know, I hate to use just a glug as a form of measurement. But,
yeah, I'd say 50 to 100 mils depending on the soilage.
Yep.
Depending on what you're trying to get done here, but so ever since Actifoam Superfoam came out, I just reached for one of them. But I actually think I have an old video on my channel of diluting Green Star in the foam cannon, using it as a pre-treatment like that.
Yeah,
and it worked fantastic.
Yeah,
definitely. Have a couple questions about this one from T-Bone Todd and also Lopez. Is Coach Amy planning to create a rinseless wash?
What do the Germans know about a rinseless wash?
Yeah.
What you think, Jason?
We make soap, and that's all we make.
There we go. Speaking of the soaps, we got the is Superfoam safe as a pre-foam for coatings?
Is Superfoam safe as a pre-foam for coatings? I mean, as far as like stripping the car down and getting it pre-cleaned for application of coating, I'm assuming, right?
I would hope so, because you don't want to use super foam all the time. But
say you go to the beach and you're driving, you got heavy bugs on the front or whatever. I mean, using it sparingly like that, it's okay, you know. Because again, thinking of that 5 and 12 pH level comment I made earlier, I mean, the minute you dilute pH 12.5 down and dilute it in a foam cannon and plug it into your I mean, you're bringing that down probably more than likely under 12 anyway.
Yeah.
So just think about it like that. But yeah, you definitely use it for prep for a coating. But if you're using it on a coated car, just use it sparingly. That's all.
Yeah. If if your maintenance in the car once a month, every 3 months, you know, probably not the way to go. But if you're seeing that car every 6 months, once a year. You start out with that super foam pre-soak, you know, you want to check on everything is, hit it with that reactivation soap right after. You're on to a good time, I think, doer of bringing that coating back or seeing if that coating needs some touch-up work, that kind of deal.
Yep.
What else you got, doer?
Our final question for this show,
our good friend
Alex G. Any thoughts on VDA certification on KCX products?
Where are y'all at with the VDA certifications?
So we are we're basically... Like I told you guys, I don't want to spoil it. So we're going to be announcing a lot of the training and the kind of stuff that we're going to be doing
for
FEMA. So
Justin's getting sweaty over there.
Yeah. All of that stuff will be announced very, very soon.
Oh, dang. I'm excited now. Cool. That's going to be awesome. Cool.
Yeah. And for those that didn't get their questions answered, you can absolutely ask them in the time slot on the,
absolutely. On
the Thursday in the morning in the Koshemi section. Over at TRCMA, and they will be more than happy because you're going to be there, Jason, I believe. And
absolutely.
Perfect.
Yeah, what's the team? So, you, Andrew, and Justin?
Justin and Andrew and Diego. So that's our new national training manager who's handling a lot of our technical trainings and all that stuff. So that's what we'll be making some big announcements for some of the stuff that he's going to be bringing and launching for the remainder of the year. Our first big class in Atlanta starts in
Yeah, look at the band.
One in April and then one in May. Yeah. So
Jason's looking at his whiteboard. He's not looking into the abyss. Don't worry about it.
All of the secrets are just off to my right here.
Ah, yeah, that's nice. That's why we got to virtual it up. But where can they find you, Mr. Jason, and Coach Kimmy and all that good stuff? And we'll get you out of here.
All right. Thank you. See you guys.
Where can they find you?
Oh, I didn't hear you say that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, hit the plugs.
Yeah, so Instagram is we all are our first name underscore KCX, so Jason underscore KCX, much like Coach Kemi underscore KCX. Or wait, Coach Kemi underscore USA, I think it is. Facebook is just me, Jason Miller. If you need to get a hold of me, email is probably the best. Our phone number is what's funny is if you go on my Facebook page, my cell phone number is literally like on the profile. I don't care if you call or text me, but technically jason.miller@coke-kemi.com is my email. You can pretty much, you know, Google me, whatever, anything that I have.
You can find the man.
Yeah, that's right.
Ask
there
away.
You go.
Obviously, and, you know, I could sit here all night and answer questions. So that's don't be afraid to ask, but we're pretty easy to get a hold of.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing what y'all bring Thursday morning, TRCMA. Mm-hmm. We are, a week and a half? Like that. It's coming up quick. Me and D-Rock
Not too far. Yep.
Yep. We'll be there all week at the halftime show. Once again, Justin Dean will be joining us for the Thursday arts and crafts section. It's going to be a good time. So I'm looking forward to seeing y'all there.
Definitely.
Anything on the way out, Jason?
No. Thanks for having me. And like I said, just keep the questions coming. We're going to keep making cool stuff and – you know, there's a lot of surprises ahead, so I wish I could share them, but just stay tuned.
Very cool. We'll catch you on the next one. Dewar, Bucky VW, go find him.
Bucky VW, and if you want to buy things at TRC ahead of time, Joey 10.
The Grand Ambassador, a future Grand Ambassador.
The T1 right now.
That's right. He's going to bring it home for the home team.
That's right.
And that's all we got. We'll catch you on the next one. Thanks, Jason.
All right.